A team of NOAA scientists are heading to Bristol Bay to investigate the death of two killer whales on the Nooshigak River. And NOAA's National Marine Fisheries Service is trying to locate the remaining whale. The three killer whales had been far up the Nooshigak for several weeks and were showing signs of freshwater stress. A local resident found the two dead orcas Saturday. KDLG's Daisha Eaton has the story.
Chris Carr of Portage Creek found the dead whale Saturday on his way to Dillingham. Pilots working for NOAA confirmed the report. Carr and his wife are the lone residents of Portage Creek, where there is no phone service. He used a satellite phone to call KDLG and tell us what he saw.
Down by Scandinavian Slough, we came across the first whale, which was beached and bleeding. It was bleeding from several places. Its blow spout, its mouth, and also a suspicious hole by the head. It definitely was dead.
The three killer whales had been spotted on a stretch of river near the village of Ekwok for nearly a month. NOAA's National Marine Fisheries Service sent out flights this weekend to pinpoint their exact location with GPS and was considering intervening when they got a report that two of the whales were dead. Carr says he called in a report to state troopers, then continued downriver about 3 more miles, where he came across another boat that was trying to prevent the orca calf from coming back upriver or beaching itself on sandbars near Black Point.
The boat was preventing the calf from going on the sandbars. The tide was coming in, but the calf acted like it was dazed and confused. We had to continue our journey, so we wished them luck. They stayed there. And they were doing a real good job. They were keeping their distance and whatnot, prevent the whale from going up the river.
Carr says he continued downriver to pick up supplies in Dillingham. On the way back, he found the orca calf was still circling near sandbars along the same stretch of river where he'd seen it on the way down. So he decided to try and scare the whale downriver by banging an oar on the side of his boat.
It actually attracted the whale to us, so we ceased that immediately. And I just did a circle in the channel and blocking off the sandbar, and the calf actually started heading downriver, so we just kind of drifted down with it. We were probably about a mile away from the whale at that time. We could watch the whale for about, 2 miles probably is the last time we saw him, and it was swimming better than it was. He was blowing out.
As soon as the orca calf disappeared around the corner, Carr headed back upriver again, where he saw the second dead killer whale near Black Point.
Right away, we could smell it. This one smelled a lot worse than the first one. I tried to cut across, but again, the tide was going out, and I had my big boat, so we started touching bottom. And we could see, basically we could see it, but I couldn't 100% identify it as a whale. But the birds were on it, and it smelled like a whale, and I mean, it was pretty obvious.
Carr called in a second report to state troopers. Barbara Mahoney with NOAA's National Marine Fisheries Service Field Office in Anchorage says a team of scientists and veterinarians will arrive in Bristol Bay early this week to begin their investigation.
Headquarters are coordinating with vets to conduct necropsies on both whales so we can determine not only their cause of death, but also identify, you know, their health and what happened, what changed with their stress associated with being in fresh water.
As for the surviving orca calf, Mahoney says the NOAA team will be checking in on it, too.
The whale is now in the marine tidal influence part of the Nooshigak River. We won't, therefore, be needing to push it further down, but with our vets on site, we do hope to be able to find that whale and evaluate it.
The team of NOAA investigators should arrive in Bristol Bay Monday or Tuesday. NOAA is warning people to stay 100 yards away from the remaining whale if they see it, and reminding them that it is illegal under the Marine Mammal Protection Act to harass whales. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.